Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in the building.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in that backfield.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Injured in any kind of accident, you know who to call. And folks over at Mokarum Injury Lawyers is where it's at, man. 281-222-2222. Now, Texans, mandatory minicamp started today, boys. And you can tell the energy, the feel at NRG is turned up a notch, right? This ain't going through the motions. I know they're in sweats, but you know the real players are there now, and it means something. They're all together. That those competitive juices get to flowing. Little different vibe at NRG Stadium than it was during OTAs. They took the field at 9:30 this morning. It was a little bit after 9:30 actually by the time that we got in there. But they do it. They go again tomorrow morning for the final mandatory practice before training camp, I believe, before training camp cracks off. So we're close. But T, can I get my music?
I reckon.
Can I get my damn music?
I didn't know you had music.
Let me get my music one time, T.
What is this? What is this going to be? Oh.
Turn that thing up one time. Remember that hit right there?
I think I do.
You remember that hit right there? Today was what?
Good day, Q.
Just waking up. Hey, I eased over to NRG Stadium. We walked in there. No barking from the dog. It was a good day.
I know, I'm getting nervous here.
You might want to pipe that down a little bit, because I think at some point O'Cube gets vulgar.
Should be the clean version.
Oh, okay, thanks,
I'm a professional, boys.
Yeah, I should have known. Damn
to
it,
the
man.
Stars.
Damn it, man.
Rockets.
Walked out there. Walked out there, and first thing I see, I said, Ron, has he thrown a ball yet? Ron said, oh, yeah. Boner alert. That too.
I texted it out.
I looked over there, and he's spinning it. And my first thought was, is C.J. Stroud out here just kind of flipping it around the screen game, maybe doing a little screen period, or is today really a good day? And is C.J. Stroud, like, spinning it? I ease over a little where I got a good view of the field, Ron, and it's
pump sling at 7.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, Johnny. It's a corner route. They moved down to the red zone, couple little back shoulder fade routes, both sides, left and right. And then I see C.J. Stroud take it, and not a big deal, but more of a warmer. If you're a quarterback, you got to speed up that release a little bit. You got to tighten up that release a little bit and drive the football on the tight end's chest right there on the 5-yard line before that linebacker swats it out. C.J., money. C.J. Stroud today, y'all. No limitations. CJ Stroud today. Little rust. I mean, a little bit of rust. I don't think there was anything rust-wise that I would attribute to the injury. It's more rust-wise that I would attribute to new wide receivers. First time going full go with the whole team kind of deal. Because he was on point early. Threw a back shoulder to Nico Collins in just some one-on-one. It wasn't one-on-one. It was just some routes on air type situation. That's when I knew Nico is in play in tip-top shape. And that's when I knew C.J. Stroud was spinning it, Ron. Well, we go over to 7-on-7, and C.J. Stroud throws a corner route to Christian Kirk to the right, throws a go route to Higgins to the left, throws a little dig route over the middle to Higgins, a couple of plays later. And Houston, there is zero worry about C.J. Stroud moving forward. He was spinning around the park. Again, he was doing it with no limitations. And Ron, barring some kind of report coming out of NRG Stadium, like, hey, man, there's some soreness going on again, you know, the shoulder flared up a little bit. Barring any of that coming out of C.J., based on what we could see, today was a really, really good day. The quarterback in Houston was full go.
He looked normal.
Looked normal.
He looked like his normal self. And Clint, it didn't appear that they kind of slowed anything up on him. It appeared that they let him run every drill, everything he did. He did multiple team periods. They didn't even try to put him on a pitch count, so to speak, in that practice. That is the big thing, and to me, is we talked about it with Will earlier. We talked about it earlier today. I think it was a fair thing to discuss and talk about. We on this show, despite what people hear, we on this show discussed that we didn't think it was a point to be concerned yet. We did think this week was a big week because this would make it a month that he wasn't throwing at practices, and that's either for the injury and him getting to know the system and do it out on the field. But he practiced today, and it's a dead deal, I think, right now. Like you said, unless we roll through and he takes off some more time with soreness again, and then it would be a different conversation.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. But if that were going to be the case and it wasn't something freakish, you would be, like you said, pitch count, some kind of, hey, we're not going to throw deep balls. But he was doing it all. Now here's another part of C.J. Stroud that I thought was very telling. It's something that happened to C.J. Stroud, and I'm dead ass serious when I say this. By the way, somebody needs to slow Will Anderson down.
I said it at OTAs when he took over the practice when they were in pads, but was rolling through that bad boy.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot you can do to him when he's not on pads.
Yeah.
You also don't want to hurt him, but yeah.
Well, he comes through and you know, just bends the corner on Fisher one time, which Fisher, the offensive line, is to see them. D'Amico said it multiple times. There's nothing you can really tell from the O-line, D-line, because nobody has pads on, right? Well, Will Anderson's taking full advantage of it. And at one point, he gets all the way back to C.J. Stroud and puts hands on C.J.'s shoulder, kind of throwing arm kind of deal. And it wasn't a big deal.
I'm ready to start seeing somebody get a little bit more physical with him.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, if I'm Fisher, I'm like, no pads or not, I don't care. This is ridiculous, man. I mean, not only are you making me look bad, now you're back here hitting my quarterback's arm. Like, at some point, if I'm C.J. Stroud, I'm all joking aside, if I'm C.J. Stroud, I'm one shoulder tap away from going, hey, Will, man, why don't you chill the hell out, man? I don't know how...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good of friends they are, but I'm one tap on the shoulder or tap on my hand. Because the thing is, it's real cute when it's just a shoulder like it was today. But if CJ, whether he's hurt or not, if CJ is in a full throwing motion and his elbow or his arm catches Will's hand or elbow or helmet, there's going to be a stupid mistake made that could potentially hurt the quarterback. And so if I'm CJ Stroud, I mean, I don't know how good of friends they are, but I'm one of them shoulder taps away from, hey man, we're in sweats, man. Can you chill the hell out for a minute and let us get some work
it.
In here? There ain't no doubt. You mentioned it the first time about him bending the corner, and next thing you know, he's ripping, but hell, it's a real rip. He ain't even slowing down on that. He's ripping the hell out of it.
I'd rather the rip though. Rip, we can maybe get some work in.
Well, he needs to
bend the corner, like I can't do nothing. I can't shove you down in the ground.
Get whatever work you want to do for the first four steps and then get the hell out of the way. I mean, to run the tackle back into the quarterback when he takes a drop and sitting in the pocket is silly at this point.
I don't care. Will's got 15 sacks and it's
No doubt.
OTAs.
There's no doubt, yeah. Man. There's no doubt. Most disruptive guy ever in walkthrough. I mean, we got to chill out a little bit, Will.
The good thing is he's pretty disruptive in the game.
We got to chill out a little bit, Will. But that, on a serious note, when Will reached around Fisher and tapped CJ's right arm, I knew at that point, like, hey, well, they're clearly good. If there was something wrong or something really worried about with that right arm, they'd have went nuts at that point in time. Now, moving on from CJ Stroud and Will's crazy ass, I want to go to Jaden Higgins. I said coming into the mandatory minicamp, Ron, one thing I wanted to see. Jalen Noel had jumped off the field in the handful of OTAs that I'd seen, right? You don't need to watch the ball, and it was finding Jalen Noel consistently, right? So then you see the switch, the twitch, the ability to separate, yada, 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 right? Hadn't seen much from Higgins. Well, today was a Higgins day. There's no doubt about it. As I mentioned, early in practice, C.J. Stroud throws a dime down the sideline to the left with Kamari Lassiter trying to cover Jaden Higgins, and Higgins uses his body really well, kind of shields Lassiter from the ball and reaches go-go gadget arm, reaches one of them long arms out and catches a go route that would have either been a touchdown or it had him inside the 5-yard line. I didn't see exactly where they went down. Then he catches one over the middle and just long strides to the end zone. Then he catches a dig route where you can see from our perspective, man, is just that is a big target with a big catch window. And I'll be honest, I said this before, Nico doesn't play 6'4", and that's not taking anything away from Nico Collins. Nico plays big, but when I watch Nico play, I don't look and go, boy, that's 6'4 and long. I mean, Nico's superpower is that he's 6'4", but he can play the game like a lot of 6'1 guys can, and he plays violent. When I look at Jaden Higgins, he plays 6'4". He plays longer than most. It jumps out immediately, and that catch today was one, the catch over the middle where from our angle you could see him running across the middle. It's just like, I mean, it's like you're throwing to a 10-foot being in there with those long arms. And
he's
so
big as hell.
Higgins stood out today in a big way with the Texans, and it was a day that I was looking for. Here's D'Amico Ryans on rookie wide receiver Jaden Higgins.
It's been really exciting to see just Jaden's growth process in the short amount of time that he's been here. I've seen a guy who's steadily like got better every single week. You've seen him make even more plays, and seeing him today, I mean, this is the most plays that he's made, and in our last week of camp, to see a rookie who's come in and showing right now that he could be an impact player for us, I think it means a lot. And we saw it as coaches watching his film from the college game, but I think it just means a lot to the entire team, the players, defensive players, other offensive players, actually seeing him thrive in practice, because I truly believe if you take practice the right way, deliberately, and you work at it, it'll show up in the games. And so it's really awesome to see the work that he's doing and the plays that he's making.
Guys, I just think, just listen to what D'Amico's saying. D'Amico's, he's asked about Ariante Ursary, and it's, you know, hey man, he's still working on being a professional, and he's got to, you know, he's got to come along, he's got to do this, got to do that. And that's, each guy is at their own place. right? But when he's asked about these wide receivers, Jalen Knoll and Jaden Higgins, when he's asked about those two guys, there is zero hesitation to put them in a different category than most rookies that DeMeco talks about. There's no hesitation to say, did you see Lassiter and Bullock last year? That's the blueprint for these guys. We need these guys to make plays. Now he's talking about Higgins being an impact player. Now, it was an impressive day, but it is interesting. It's very telling. If you listen to what DeMeco Ryan says about rookies in particular, he'll let you know the ones that, hey, man, they ain't quite there yet. They got a lot of work to do. And then the ones that are like, hey, no, these guys are pros. These guys are ready. They're going to help us win. Just listen to DeMeco. He'll give you that. And he gave you that today on Jaden Higgins.
Listen, you kind of talked about it. He was the number one player that stood out in the entire practice to me. And that's with CJ out there doing his thing. Kamari Lassiter made some plays. Now, he got Kamari Lassiter as well. With all those players, great players that the Texans have out there, yeah, he stood out the most.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.